I would have gotten away with it too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, the Friday happier, 4 o'clock happy hour. It rolls on. We got a fine guest. She's joining us live via Zoom from the front passenger compartment of a car, it appears. She's Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, Maggie Dawn. Thanks for pulling over and making some time for the Devil's Advocates today.
Hey, Maggie.
Hey, guys. For you guys, you know, no matter where I am, I'll make it work.
We appreciate that, Maggie.
Maggie Dawn, a lot of conversation about the big lie, the Trump lie, that Trump won the election and somehow it was rigged or stolen and handed off to Joe Biden. And before we talk about the lawsuit filed by Mark Elias, want to ask you, you represent Milwaukee County, and my understanding, Janelle Brantgen, she is a Wisconsin Republican, a backbencher, but she heads up an assembly committee on elections. And apparently she's issuing subpoenas of questionable validity, and she's issued one to Milwaukee County and Brown County, and she wants all your papers. First and foremost, has Milwaukee County made any sort of formal response to the invalid subpoena?
No, we have not, and we continue to review it. I can say this very generally. We're going to carefully review the subpoena. We've been reading the memorandum that have been issued by the nonpartisan Legislative Research Bureau, which are the lawyers that advise legislators as to the legality of certain proposed legislation or subpoenas, as is the case here. And we're going to proceed with deliberation, with intentionality, and with thoughtfulness. There is nothing to hide in Milwaukee County. There are two audits already undergoing. This would comprise a third. I'm not sure what, quote, an audit means in the context of elections that wasn't already accomplished with rules in place during the recount. I don't know what a recount is, but an audit of an election, right? And thankfully, we actually have laws in the state and guidelines which circumscribe and ensure fairness during recounts. We have already had that audit. Multiple courts have reviewed the recount and all of the challenges thereto and found absolutely no issue. So we're now auditing audits, and there's audits of audits and more audits and cyber audits. And the point is, there are no rules in our state statutes for whatever these new spangled audits are to be. So we in Milwaukee County have absolutely no fear of the audit. What we want to do is ensure that any audit be conducted and premised on legal and valid authority of those starting or catalyzing the audits. And again, we're going to carefully review Assemblymember Branch's subpoena and respond in a timely way. But we have nothing to hide in Milwaukee County. We're not afraid of any audit. Our election was conducted in a fair, reasonable, and transparent manner, and we have every confidence that any audit will prove that if conducted fairly and according to the law.
Yeah, but will it hold up to a cyber forensic audit of the routers? It's all about the routers. What can you tell
Internet
me about
packets.
The routers?
The packets. The thing I liked most about the pillow dudes, you know, conference in South Dakota was that, like, the very guy that Pillow Dude picked as his, like, top IT internet expert conceded he found no evidence of fraud. And now it's like, well, don't listen to that guy. I handpicked him, but he doesn't have it right. You know, I don't know. Not confidence inspiring that, you know, the individual selected to lead one of these audits came out, you know, and said that he believes that the election was stolen, or at least he participated in a, quote, stop the steal rally and went to the MyPillow guys conference in South Dakota and went to look at the complete clown show that's been happening in Arizona. And, oh, by the way, did they find anything in Arizona? No. You know, so here we go. It's a comedy of the absurd, and yet it is so, so important. And I guess for anybody listening, as stupid as the requests may be, as lame as the audits may be, again, we in Milwaukee County fear none of it, as long as it's done fairly and according to state law. So bring it on. And it will yet again conclude for I don't know how many consecutive different challenges that the election was fair and that there was no widespread voter fraud at all.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Our pal, Maggie Dawn, joining us via the Zoom. It's Friday. Love it when you come around on Fridays, Maggie. Thank you for doing so. I got to assume it's misinformation. I don't want to assume. I'm not clear. But when Gableman, the former Wisconsin, Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, who is now leading this investigation, as you mentioned, went to some of these events, was quoted in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel recently as saying that, you know, the unelected bureaucrats of the Wisconsin Election Commission, they stole your votes. And then we have guys, I believe it was Republican Rep. Tim Ramthun, who's basically said, oh, you know, these votes came in at the 3 o'clock in Milwaukee County, and we can't have that. One of those in Milwaukee County, let's talk about that for a minute. Now, Maggie, my understanding is that it is actually a law that the Republicans could change, but it is a law that the actual ballots that are cast during the day of the election, those that are cast in person, those are counted first. And once those are all counted after the polls close, then at that point they can start tackling and getting through the absentee ballots. Maggie, is that accurate?
I'm not certain that it is. But more importantly, the question that everybody should be asking is what actually matters about the timing of when ballots are counted? A valid and legal ballot and vote is one that is cast by a qualified elector in a timely fashion in accordance with state law. And so if there's no reason to question that the person is a duly qualified elector voting in the right ward, et cetera, why wouldn't you count the vote, right? And we could get into the markings and do they have the address down right and all that stuff, but there are state laws that define all of those details. Why would you not want to count a legally cast ballot unless you're trying to cheat? And let's be clear, what the census data does make indisputable is that this country is succeeding in becoming a melting pot or a salad bowl or whatever you want to call it. And as that's happening, as this indisputable march of demographics continues, we Democrats don't care if every vote is counted. We want every vote to count because we will do just fine. There's only one party that has to cheat to win, and it's not the Democrats. It's the party whose base is becoming a smaller and smaller demographic portion of our country. That's why Republicans are cheating. And it's basically like, I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you. It's literally, they accuse us of all of the things that they may be doing to steal votes, to intimidate voters, to intimidate elections officials, to make it harder for Black and brown and young people and disabled people to vote. That's the cheat. That's the steal. It's not what Democrats are doing, because if every vote is counted, we're going to do just fine.
Maggie, do you think that the election officials and Democrats and those who believe that we had a free and fair and honest and most transparent election in the nation's history, that those that are on that side and lacking any evidence provided from anybody else regarding these issues that they claim to happen, do you think that we are doing a good enough job pushing back on these fallacies?
Now, there's a really great article written in, I believe, the Washington Post today, and it basically said that all traditional conservatives need to now throw their support behind Joe Biden. And the reason was this, that while you may not like Supreme Court appointees from Joe Biden, and you may hate deficit spending, by the way, Trump did more of that than did Obama. But if you, notwithstanding your policy disputes with Democrats, what Joe Biden stands for is a return to democratic norms and a protection of democratic institutions. And a return to faith in the basic functioning of democracy, which relies upon our electorate, the people of our country, having faith in the outcome of elections. And so effectively, the choice now is between democracy and authoritarianism. We are beyond policy debate. And I really think that that's where Democrats and those that love democracy and purport to love freedoms need to be focusing the dialogue now. What are you doing, or is what you're doing, Representative Branchin, is that supporting democracy or is it eroding it? And if you are eroding democracy, you are on the side of the Viktor Orbans of this world and of totalitarian and authoritarianism. And that is the choice. That's how I think we begin to push back. And you say that is as simple as we can make it. Because if we devolve into the policy debates or which Supreme Court justice gets appointed and confirmed, it loses what's really happening here, which is, again, it's a choice between freedom and democracy and a rapid descent into authoritarianism.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got the finest of guests. She is the Mad Dog, Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, and a friend of ours. Maggie, wanted to ask you about the Mark Elias, the Democratic lawsuit. The census data just dropped in Wisconsin and of course, across the nation yesterday. And bright and early this morning, Mark Elias and his colleagues over at Perkins Coie, well, they dropped a lawsuit. And they're trying to effectively pull the redistricting into the federal courts. My interpretation, they're using the 14th Amendment and the First Amendment Article 2 as their justification. They got plenty of litigants, especially those from the 2nd Congressional District, Dane County, because Dane County has grown substantially. And if we use the old maps, there will be a dilution of the value of a vote here in Dane County, or at least that's the legal argument made by Elias, as I understand it. Maggie, have you reviewed the lawsuit, even in brief, and do you have a initial opinion? Will it get the job done?
Yes, I reviewed the complaint today. And effectively, to sort of add a little bit more meat to the bone, is what happens when you have the new census. If you look at the way that, particularly if we look at our congressional seats, but also our state legislative, both assembly and Senate seats were drawn, the objective always, no matter how crazy the districts look, and we can get into the gerrymandering discussion, but this isn't about gerrymandering. What he's saying is that the rule number one, basically, when you draw voting maps, is that each district that is electing a representative, whether at the state or federal level, should basically have the same number of people in it, right? With the least amount of differentiation in the population in each district. That literally is the meaning of one person, one vote. In other words, is one person equal to one vote if one congressional district has a million people in it and a congressional district, the other ones only have 500,000 people in them? No, that has a strong inference of unconstitutionality, because effectively each of the people in the 1 million population district, their vote counts for half when you understand that their half vote equals one representative, right? So when you look at the census, particularly in Dane County, where the population increased significantly, if for the next state or federal election cycle, the current maps stay in place, more on that in a second, you will effectively have underrepresentation of the population in Dane County. So why is this lawsuit, in my opinion, fairly genius and well-founded? There are two factors that make this, let me say three factors that make this the case. If you look at the redistricting when it was done in 1990 and in 2000, both times the redistricting ended up in the courts. Right? The legislature and the governor couldn't agree. Why? Because the legislature was dominated by Republicans and the governor was a Democrat. So we've got that historical precedent. In 2010, it only went through because the Republicans had the governorship as well. So we know it's going to end up in the courts anyways. Not only that, the second factor is
Maggie,
the fact that the census came so late. Sorry, Mike. It was so late that we know we're going to be in the courts.
Well, we're so late, we got to go to break. Come back. We'll get your take on point number two and point number three. Come back to Mad Dog, Maggie Dawn, more Devil's Advocates. Happy Friday.
This election was rigged. This election is a total fraud.
Well, Mr. President, the challenge that you have is the data you have is wrong.
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.